The Canal Fulton woman accused of shooting and killing a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee will remain behind bars without bond. 44-year-old Christy Cunningham was arraigned in Weakley County Court Tuesday. She's charged with murder in the January 30th death of Deputy Derek Bonham. Cunningham is scheduled to return to court for a preliminary hearing February 20th. Police say the shooting happened while Bonham was assisting Martin police with a shots-fired investigation near a hotel. Cunningham allegedly opened her car door at a gas station and shot the deputy twice. Cunningham is accused of making 911 calls and using her phone's GPS to draw officers to her location. The Timken Company reports modest gains in 2025, with fourth quarter sales hitting $1.11 billion, up 3.5% from a year ago. The Industrial Motion segment led the growth, while Engineered Bearings faced softer demand. Net income was $62 million, slightly lower than the year-ago period. For the full year, the Jackson Township-based company posted $4.58 billion in sales and $288 million in net income, while generating $406 million in free cash flow, a 33% jump from 2024. The company projects 2026 earnings of $4.50 to $5 per share, expecting revenue growth of 2 to 4%. City officials in Maslin are moving ahead with plans to rebuild a pond at Reservoir Park. The Independent reports council approved $200,000 from the Parks and Recreation Capital Improvement Fund to complete final design plans, with work expected to begin this fall. Residents have been advocating for the pond rebuild since 2017, when safety work reduced it to a stream. The reconstruction is part of a larger $1.8 million stream bank restoration project, with Phase 1 already underway and Phase 3 set to renovate the park's historic pump house. Dr. Para Jones, president of Stark State College, has been named the first recipient of the Greater Akron Chamber's Chairman's Award for Community Leadership. She is being honored for her work in workforce development, regional collaboration, and aligning education with employer needs. Jones will be recognized at the Chamber's annual meeting March 11th at the John S. Knight Center. A new chapter in East Palestine's recovery began Tuesday with the opening of a permanent health research office linked to the 2023 train derailment. Federal, state, and university leaders gathered at the Way Station to mark the launch of the East Palestine Train Derailment Health Research Program, a five-year, $10 million study funded by the National Institutes of Health. The new office will serve as a hub for enrolling residents, coordinating studies, and providing answers about possible long-term health effects from the derailment. State and local officials say the effort signals a continued commitment to the community as recovery moves forward. A Sebring man pleads guilty to a shooting at a village. 53-year-old Jose Cintron was charged with felonious assault and possession of a firearm in a liquor license premises for an October 12th shooting inside the Oregon Pub on East Oregon Avenue. He allegedly got into an argument, left the bar, then returned with a gun and shot at a man, but struck a woman in the chest. Cintron was sentenced to 3 to 4 years in prison. He turned himself in and will receive credit for 115 days already served. Two men involved in a 2018 corruption scandal in Youngstown are seeking to have a city lawsuit dismissed. The suit seeks to recover money lost in a development scheme involving developer Dominic Marchionda and former city finance director David Bozanich. Both pleaded guilty to record tampering and bribery-related charges. The city wants Marchionda to repay more than $830,000 and Bozanich to return the salary he received while conspiring with Marchionda. The defendants claim the city failed to serve legal papers within the required one-year period. Trial arguments are scheduled for November. A man will spend 4 years in prison for a hit-and-run crash that killed a woman in Niles. 63-year-old Wayne Keeley of Warren was sentenced today in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in December to aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and failure to stop after an accident. Police say Keeley's truck left the road on 5th Street October 4th, struck a shed, and then hit Brenda Hibbard as she checked on the noise. Keeley left the scene and was later arrested after a tip. He told investigators he fell asleep at the wheel and panicked. A former band booster official in Struthers pleads not guilty to a felony charge. A Mahoning County grand jury indicted 50-year-old Jana Vilsack of Struthers on one count of grand theft. Police say the former treasurer for the Struthers High School band boosters stole over $7,000 from the organization's accounts between April and December 2025. Vilsack reportedly admitted to using the money for personal expenses. She remains under court orders to have no contact with the club. A trial date was set for March 4th. A Youngstown man pleaded guilty to a second federal weapons charge. 39-year-old Roderick Jackson is to be sentenced May 19th. A grand jury indicted Jackson in July on a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He reportedly had a shotgun in November 2024. He was not permitted to have a gun due to a 2018 conviction in Mahoning County on the same charge. Jackson was indicted by a federal grand jury 2 years later, pleaded guilty, and was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. A Pennsylvania man sentenced for a hit-skip crash in Trumbull County has his sentence upheld. 36-year-old Joshua Butler of Greenville was given an 8- to 12-year prison term. He pleaded guilty last March to aggravated vehicular assault, aggravated drug possession, failure to stop, and OVI. Butler was driving a pickup on State Route 7 in Vernon Township in July 2024 when he crossed the center line, forcing an oncoming vehicle off the road. A Masury man driving the vehicle and two passengers were hospitalized for their injuries. Butler's attorney argued the sentence exceeded the plea agreement. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.